stand, we'd like to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 13. Again, looking at this particular miracle last week. It's Jesus healing a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. We'll read verses 10 through verse 17. Again, Luke is the only one who records this particular miracle. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him, and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. We saw last week this woman's condition. Her condition is described in verse 11. We see that she was bowed together. She was bent double at the waist. We see also from verse 11 that she had been this way for 18 years. So for quite some time. We see also that she was bound or trapped in this condition. There was no escape. In verse 16, we see Jesus uses the phrase, Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years. So she was tied in this condition. She was chained in this condition. We see also that she was helpless. We see in verse 11 again, and could in no wise or in no way, no matter how hard she tried, no matter how hard anyone else tried, she could in no wise lift up herself. So here's this woman. She is bent double at the waist. She's been that way for 18 years. She's trapped in this condition. She is helpless. She could in no wise lift herself up. And again, as we said last week, I'm sure that through 18 years, she tried many different things to straighten herself up. I'm sure there were those through 18 years who came to her with advice and with various remedies, and no doubt she probably tried many of those, but at the end of the day, she's still the same. She's still bent over double. And no matter how hard she tried, no matter how much advice she received, no matter how much anyone else tried, no matter how badly she wanted to be straight, she remained in this condition. The reason for her condition, in verse 11, she had a spirit of infirmity. The word spirit there is not referring to her attitude, it's referring to a demon. This is the reason why she's this way. And again, that is something we stress this all the time. That is something we need to, when we get ourselves in a bad spiritual condition, there is a reason And we need to find out the reason. And most people misidentify the reason because they make someone else the reason. But we have to realize the reason. In other words, we have to get to the root of the problem. And you'll see that in all the healing miracles of Christ. He did not just superficially heal somebody. He would get to the root of the problem. And when you do that, then, of course, the healing is not just merely temporary. It's permanent. It results in a life change. So the reason for her condition was that she had this demon. This demon caused this infirmity. The infirmity was that she was bent double at the waist. Now, as we saw last week, this woman's condition, of course, affected her entire lifestyle, affected everything that she did, affected how she lived her life. It would eventually affect the way she thought. It certainly affected her viewpoint, and this is always so. And again, when you look at the healing miracles, you look at the condition of those who were healed, and it is a picture. It is a picture, first and foremost, of the lost sinner. It's the condition that they are in. But it is also a picture of the condition that God's people, or the state that God's people can succumb to. You have the blind, and God's people can become spiritually blind. You have the deaf, and God's people can become spiritually deaf. You have those who were paralyzed, and again, God's people can become paralyzed. So it is also a picture of our state. It is a picture of our condition. And believe it or not, the state we are in affects the way we live our life. You get in a bad spiritual state, no matter how hard you try not to let that affect your life, you will never succeed. It will affect your life. It will affect your lifestyle. It will affect you every single day. And as this woman is bent double at the waist, again, everything became very difficult for her. What would normally be very easy for anyone else was very, very difficult. Why is it that some people are always moaning and groaning how difficult it is to live the Christian life? Why are they always talking about the difficulties? Because they are in a state, they are in a condition that makes it difficult. It's never easy. But when you get in a bad spiritual state, things that ought to be not that difficult become very difficult. Very difficult. Well, you understand, I just have a hard time making myself go to church. Well, what I understand is that you are in a terrible state and condition. That means that, because that shouldn't be that difficult. And there are a lot of temptations that you and I should not even have if it were not for the state and the condition that we're in. So it does affect our life. And it makes everything more difficult. But so let's look at this woman. She's been double at the waist. She is bowed together. She is bound by Satan. And really, this is descriptive of many of God's people today. Certainly, it's descriptive of the unsaved, but it is also descriptive of the state that many of God's people can, again, succumb to. We see many get up, talking about God's people, they get up every day, bowed together. Not physically. Physically, they move along just fine. But they get up every day, and they've been doing so for 18 years, they've been doing it for a lot longer than that. They get up every day, bowed together. Not physically, but spiritually. And when you have to face a day in that condition, it changes everything. It changes everything. It changes your viewpoint. It changes your attitude. It changes everything. And no matter how hard you try, she could in no wise lift up herself. Well, today I'm going to try to be different. The end of the day, what happens? You're still bowed together. Because the truth is, you cannot fix it. You cannot straighten yourself up in as far as this condition is concerned. She gets up in the morning. She would go about her daily tasks. And many are like this. They go about their daily tasks, not physically bowed together, but spiritually bowed together. They come to the Lord's house, not physically bowed together. If you came in bent over double, everyone would recognize that. Everyone would see that. And everyone would say, do you see the condition they're in? But you can cover to a degree to the non-observant eye. You can cover a spiritual condition to a certain degree. But many come in spiritually. They are bowed together. Spiritually, they are bent over at the waist. And they do this day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. They are bound in this condition. And after a while, and I'm sure that somewhere during that 18 years, this woman came to the realization, this is the way it is, and she just stopped trying to straighten herself up. And God's people can fall into terrible spiritual states, and they, after a while, they learn to live with it, and they just accept, well, this is the way I am, and this is just the way it's going to be. How sad. How sad. Because spiritually, it does not have to remain that way. There are many, again, when you're bowed together, that no doubt was a very difficult way to live life, a very pitiful sight, but even more so when it is spiritual. Many are bound together today, bowed together, and they are bound in that condition with a lot of different things. Fear and worry. There are people, God's people, who are so fearful. And they are trapped in fear. They're worried about the election. They're worried about this. They're worried about that. They're fearful. And you can say, well, that's just the way they are. Well, that's really too bad. Because they shouldn't be that way. And I don't believe they have to be that way. There are people who are bowed together by worry. They worry themselves to death about everything. There are those who are bowed together with guilt and with sin. They are perhaps a sin they committed years ago. God has forgiven them, but they're still bowed together, still trapped in this guilt, still held with the chains of guilt. There are those who are bowed together with a spirit of bitterness. They're trapped in a spirit of bitterness. And we've tried to tell many, many people, bitterness will kill you. Bitterness will destroy you. Bitterness will destroy those around you. If you want to go on a mission of destruction, the fastest way to do it is to become bitter. You will destroy everything around you. And to be trapped in bitterness, and people say, well, I've tried. You don't know how hard I've tried. You need to realize you can't do it. You can't fix it. Only the Lord can fix it. And again, could in no wise lift up herself. There are those who are bowled together with a bad spirit or a bad attitude. Something happens and they develop a bad spirit. They develop a bad attitude toward somebody or toward something or toward the church or on and on it can go. And they become trapped in that situation. They become bowled together. And everything becomes more and more difficult in their lives. There are those who are bowled together with an unforgiving spirit. Well, you don't know what they did to me. We have a responsibility. We have an obligation to forgive. God forgave us. Whatever they did to you, they could have killed your firstborn child, and it's still not as bad as what you've done to the Lord. And yet God forgives. We can get bound together in a spirit of bowed together and bound in a spirit of unforgiveness, envy, covetousness, selfishness, all of these things, hurt feelings, pride, unbelief. On and on we can go. And then when you get in that condition, it begins to affect your decisions. And you make one bad decision after another. And every decision just gets you, brings you further and further and further into the trap of whatever it is that's has you trapped. This woman had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. For 18 years, she lived her life in great difficulty. And no matter how hard she tried, she could not lift herself up. And when we get this way spiritually, burdens are mishandled. Problems are mishandled. Trials are mishandled. No matter what spiritual condition you are in, there are going to be burdens, there are going to be trials, there are going to be difficulties. But if you want to handle the burdens correctly, and if you want to handle the problems and the trials and the difficulties correctly, you have to stay in a right spiritual condition. If you do not stay in a right spiritual condition, you will incorrectly handle these things. And when you incorrectly handle these things, they bring you further into your bad spiritual state. So again, it's just a vicious cycle. And again, those who are bowled together struggle with things that they should not struggle with. Just imagine this woman, bent over double at the waist. Imagine trying to button a shirt, just trying to get dressed. Everything is a struggle. And that's how it is when you get in this condition spiritually. But perhaps the saddest thing of all, is that this woman, as she walked through her day, all day long, all she sees is the ground. That's all she sees. All she sees is this earth. And when you get in this spiritual condition, you go through the day, and all you can see is earth. How sad. That will, I guarantee you, that will take all your joy away. When all you can see is the dirt, all you can see is the earth. And Satan bound her in this condition for 18 years. And as bad as her condition was, it doesn't even begin to touch when this condition becomes spiritual rather than physical. And when it becomes spiritual, Satan desires to keep the individual in that condition. He desires to keep you there. He will influence your thinking in ways that will keep you there. He will influence your attitudes in ways that will keep you there, just where you are, trapped in this spiritual condition. Satan bound this woman. Satan desired to keep this woman in this condition. But of course, that day in the synagogue changed everything. Notice in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, and when Jesus saw her, how did he see her? Well, he saw her bowed together. You say, well, everybody saw her that way. That's true. But he saw the reason why she was bowed together. He knew that she had a demon. He knew that she had a spirit that caused this infirmity. But of all the people in the synagogue that day, Jesus took special note. He took special notice of this woman who was bowed together. He knew that she was helpless. He knew all the attempts that she had made to straighten herself up. He knew that she had, was in prison. He knew that she had been in this condition for 18 years. He knew how miserable she was. He knew how helpless she was. Perhaps she could put on an outward display that she was happy and she was dealing with her condition. But Jesus looked at her and he knew how miserable she was. He knew how helpless she was. He saw her. And he did so with an eye of compassion. Did so with an eye of mercy. He did so with an eye of gracious intent. The reason Jesus was in that synagogue that day was not merely to teach. He was there for her. He knew she would be there. Perhaps she was always there. We don't know. But she was there. And that's another lesson itself. That here's this woman bowed together. Certainly it was not easy for her to get to the synagogue. But she was there. And Jesus was there that day for her. And he looked upon her and he had every intent of being merciful to her, of being gracious to her. And unbeknownst to this woman, she would leave that synagogue that day, not bent double at the waist. She would leave that synagogue that day standing upright. And she would go home glorifying God. And Jesus, when he looked upon her, did not just see a woman who was bowed together. He knew what he was going to do. So he saw a woman who was upright. He knew what he was going to do. He knew the miracle that he was going to perform. We'll continue next week. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer. Heavenly Father,